Welcome back to Transform and Rollout Season 3, in continuation of Season 3, Episode 10. So if you haven't checked that one out, we highly recommend you go back and listen to that episode and then come join us. If you don't have the time to listen to that episode, it's okay. We'll try to give you the best updated information we can so you can understand what's going on in this episode. In this season, we have plans to do something we've never heard or seen anywhere before, and we're excited to show you. So now let's introduce all of our players. Starting off with Clickbait. Could you describe who you're playing? Give us a brief summary of what they look like and their current thoughts and goals.
You're starting with me again?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, hey guys, I'm Clickbait. I'm playing Allegory. She is an Autobot intelligence officer who transforms into a Cybertronian jet. Currently, she's disguised as one of the guards of the planet that they're on, which I forget the name of, but she is currently quite upset with Scorchimus because he was supposed to throw a grenade away from her and managed to throw the grenade right next to her.
And did a great job.
Sure, that's okay, buddy. Just keep telling yourself that. So yeah, so now she's trying to make a good situation out of a chaotic one. Thank you, Scorchimus, for that.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Next up, we have Lindsay. Do you mind describing us who you play and give us a brief summary of what they look like and their current thoughts?
I'm Lindsay Rousseau, and I'm playing Alita One, and she is a average-sized Autobot, kind of darkish reddish pink with a lot of dents in her, and she can transform into a car. And she is not in her universe, and so stumbling upon Senator Shockwave, she recognizes him from her universe, but doesn't really know what to do with the one that's in this universe, and she's kind of interested to see where this goes.
Awesome. I will do the next player, which is Hexmas. And to save time, you know the drill.
Oh, wow. So yes, I'm Hexmas. I'm playing Synthwave, a mint green and fuchsia rescue bot who turns into a helicopter and obviously by the name loves music. Currently, she's with Alita One inside of Luna's head, seeing Senator Shockwave. And she recognizes Senator Shockwave from the medical table that another Senator Shockwave was on when she was sort of dissecting him.
That just gave me vivid flashbacks.
Good times. Good times.
Oops.
Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor.
Doctor.
And next up, we have Onyx, the chaotic Scorchimus.
Wow, chaotic. That's what you're going to describe. Okay, wow.
Yes.
All right, so I play Scorchimus. He's a red, sexy-looking bot. He turns into a nice race, fast car. He's not from his... He's not in his current universe. He's also trying to figure out these new companions around him. He's with Allegory and trying his best to be friends with them, even though he can tell they're definitely a little upset with how things are... the dice gods have been treating him.
And finally, I am Kilobyte. I'll be your DM, your Primus, your God for this round. Are you ready to get started?
Always.
Yeah! Well,
let's go. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Because we continue where we left off last episode. Our bots find themselves separated. Alita and Synthwave have reached Luna Star's brain module. But upon entering, they are met with a familiar face, Senator Shockwave. A mostly silver bot with light blue and green highlights. And then, meanwhile, Allegory and Scorchimus find themselves amidst chaos after a grenade explodes near the ammunition shack, sending the guards into high alert. Alita and Synthwave, Senator Shockwave looks at you both and says,
"Are you with the Resistance? Is it time for the great pushback for our freedom from tyranny?"
Yes.
Depends who you're resisting, I guess.
Well, Zeta Prime, of course. I've been leaking vital information to your leader, who went by the codename The Arisen. I was codename Air... It doesn't matter. We don't have much time. The guards are probably on high alert if you've made it this far. How can I help you?
As long as you're against Zeta, I'm happy to hear that, and I'm happy to be of help. We need to probably get Luna disconnected from all this stuff in here, maybe?
That's a good idea.
I can try my best. They seem to be in some sort of deep sleep or stasis mode. All my efforts have ended in failure. I was stationed here by Zeta to seek out this Titan's knowledge about the Primes. I've done what I can to stall Saida from ending up with the information, but I myself still don't understand how Titans work.
And as he says this, Synthwave, you hear a voice calling to you. And the voice says,
Rachel One, we have much to discuss. We have been searching for so long, and time is no longer on our side. You must merge with this Titan's brain module.
And only Synthwave is the one that hears this.
Synthwave kind of looks around a little bit and then turns to Alita. Someone wants to talk to you.
Weird. No one in this universe should know who I am.
Well, they said, I think it might be Luna. I'm hoping. Luna, is that you? She kind of like calls out to the abyss.
The voice answers,
I am not, but they've allowed us to take refuge here and speak to you through her.
Oh, can I have a name first before sending a message on?
I have many names, but I see myself and more as a guide. You may refer to me as Sashi.
Okay. Sounds fake and good enough for me. Alita.
I don't know how comfortable I am just, you know, linking my brain module to an unknown source. But we don't seem to have any other choice. So sure, if something goes wrong, I will blame you.
That sounds fair. I trust Luna, and so I trust this voice. Okay. It's good enough for me.
I love the confidence here.
This is so gonna kick
I
us
trust
in the butt.
Too much.
From everyone. It's just great.
As you agree to link up, I will switch to Scorchmas and Allegory just to see what they're doing. Now that you are downstairs in the compound and the guards are high alert, there's going crazy trying to get as many as their weapons, and as they fear that this might be an attack from the resistance, which they assume it's too bold for them to do this. At this time, it's been many cycles where they haven't received any attacks, but they still want to be cautious and kind of get everything ready. What are you two both doing?
So where is Scorchimus at this point?
Scorchimus should be close to the entrance to Luna, because that's where he was standing when he threw the grenade.
Okay. And have the guards noticed him yet? Because I know I think he was going to intend to go up to where Synthwave and Alita One went, but I don't entirely remember what happened.
I threw a grenade. Question. Fireworks went off.
Yeah, we
they
know
went
about
to investigate
that part.
The fireworks.
So, let me see if the guards notice.
Oh no.
Oh no.
They got a 19, so they definitely notice a red bot standing out in the open, and you can clearly see one of them usher commands to a group and be like, go check that one out, as they start heading towards Korchimus.
I am gonna go that way because he's probably gonna get himself into trouble here in a second.
Okay. Are you transforming, or are you just running towards his direction?
Is anybody else transforming and going that way, or are they all just kind of running?
They're all just kind of running.
Yeah, I'm just gonna run. I'm just doing what I can to blend in with the crowd, but also Scorchimus is probably... He's very flashy and very bad at being stealthy, so he's probably going to mess this up somehow.
Wow.
So I'm going to go try and damage control this, because I was going to go get weapons because it was his job to be hidden and to run, but he didn't do that. So now we can't get weapons, so I have to go fix this situation.
As you see these guards, Scorchimus, what do you do?
Hey, fellas.
Okay, five guards surround you, pointing their guns at you.
What seems to be the commotion?
You seem to be out of your restraints.
Restraints? Oh, no, I'm here to, on an important mission to make sure you guys are doing your job.
Roll deception, or sneak, I think it's what we use.
Oh, no.
Good luck. At what point do I get there? Hilo.
Once he finishes and the guard answers, you'll get there.
Okay.
Got a 7.
Okay. The guard looks at you up and down and he's like, where's your armor?
Armor? Oh, no. So when you're as high as class as I am, you don't get armor. You got to stand out from the crowd so everyone knows you're higher up.
Okay. Roll me another sneak. And as you're saying Allegory arrives, join the little group.
I'm just going to stand with my weapon out.
I got a 9.
The guarding command says,
if you're part of the military, you must wear your armor no matter the rank. So you must be part of the resistance. On your knees. Now.
On my knees. Well, I don't know you that well, but I will gladly do as you ask for now. But as soon as I hear from your higher up, you're going to be in trouble. I get on my knees.
We'll see about that.
And he points at you, Allegory, and says,
you put some handcuffs on this resistance scum.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. I'm a prisoner.
Okay, as that is happening, we'll switch back to Synthwave and Alita on the brain module. You're sitting next to the brain module. Senator Shockwave has a cable that he's been using to try to merge with the brain module and kind of awaken the Titan. And so he hands the cable to you and gives it to Alita and says that...
You have a limited time inside the Titan's mind space. The longer you stay, the harder it will be to separate your brain waves and pull you out.
Okay.
Are we ready to plug in?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's do this.
I'm ready too. I'm not doing anything, but I'm ready.
Okay. Be ready to pull me out.
I'm ready to pull you out.
Okay, so Sarah Shockwave connects the tube to your head, Alita, and your eyes go white as you are now merged with the Titan's brain. And we're going to go into that. Alita, as you hook up your brain to the Titan, your vision suddenly goes dark. You awaken in an empty room. A burst of blue energy erupts from thin air, and you see a spiral current of energy above you, endlessly flowing. And you suddenly hear a voice speak.
Thank you for accepting our invitation, Alita One. I'm here to guide you on a journey to see if you are worthy to save us. We have been searching tirelessly for over 10,000 solar cycles, and I fear our options, as well as time, are dwindling. Ahead of you lies three trials, each determining what skills you possess. Inspiration, leadership, and a final trial of sacrifice. You alone hold the key to solving these trials, and I cannot assist. I am but an observer. Let us begin.
And you feel as if something is pulling you and everything goes dark. And the next time you open your optics, you find yourselves handcuffed. And as you look around, you find yourself in a domed structure underground. You currently are standing on a railed pathway that goes around in a circle. On your left is an open space that lets you see across to the prison cells on the other side. In the middle of this open space, there's an elevator that functions as the only entrance and exit to this place. You're on the top level, and there are five more levels below you. On your right side, there are some prison cells. Some are full, others are being filled as you walk in. There are two guards in front of the line who are one by one placing prisoners into their cells by opening their handcuffs and pushing them in. And there are at least 12 other prisoners behind you, walking in a line awaiting their turn. I need you to roll me a perception.
Okay. That is 11.
With an 11, you see that these guards in front of you have Decepticons insignia on their shoulders and their armor. This looks to be... You also notice that this location that you're currently in looks to be the complex of Garrus 5. It's a prison that you visited before when you brought in Decepticon prisoners to be processed. You know, this place is not very nice, and many of its prisoners don't make it to the end of their sentence.
Okay.
And as I say that, I'm going to let you get all that information. I'll switch to Scorchmas and Allegory and see what they're doing. The guards have left you in command of the prisoner, and they've kind of gone back to their posts and try to figure out the attack, Allegory.
Well, did I get instructions?
They told you to take them to a prison cell that's near the camp, on the left side of the camp, close to the entrance.
Can I see it?
You can see it from where you're standing. You're kind of standing in the middle of the base.
If I didn't know where I was going to going, if I didn't know where I was going, I was going to grab one of the other guards. But as long as I know where I'm going, I'm good. Okay. Well, I guess because we're in the middle of the friggin' compound, I'm going to walk him over to the cell after handcuffing him. Get up, prisoner. Let's go.
Absolutely. And I get up.
Move it.
You're gonna have to try harder than that. I guess I'll slowly move.
I'm gonna give him a shove. I said move it, resistant scum.
Okay. This is not where I thought things were going. Just FYI, between you and I.
Well, you should have thought that through before you attacked a compound and threw a grenade at the armory, shouldn't you?
Was that me?
You know what? I just do what I'm supposed to.
Inside the big tall bot. We should definitely investigate that. And when I mean we, I mean both you and I.
If I take you anywhere that orders were not given, both of us are going to be out. Move it. We can come get you later.
What if I turn invisible and you carry me?
So then I would still have to take you to the prison cell. Then you could turn invisible. And then we could go back that way. But that would depend on if I can even get into the Titan. I don't know what's going on.
Just walk in. If you have enough confidence, just walk in. They'll let you in anywhere.
We captured him right by the Titan, right?
Yes.
DM? Okay, cool. I can work that. Yeah, because it would be reasonable to assume you may have more grenades or something on you that you could have dropped over there. So yeah, we can do that. I'll take you over to the prison cell, and then we can go from there.
You arrive at the prison cell, and the cell door is open, so you can deposit the prisoner.
Okay. When I push you in, that's when you turn invisible, and I'll hold the door open for a second, but you have to be fast.
Excellent. Just so you know, the moment I move, I become visible again.
What?
Yeah, when I said carrying, I wasn't just exaggerating. Not that I don't like being carried, but you know.
What? Excuse me? What? So, okay.
You're strong,
right?
You make
this so much more difficult. Yes, I'm strong. I don't know if I'm... Oh, my Primus. Okay. I will push you into the cell, and then, I don't know, just hit something, cause a ruckus, and then I'll pick you up, and then turn invisible, and then we'll deal with it from there.
Well, if I cause a ruckus, all the optics will be on us.
Are there any guards around right now, DM?
Let me check real quick for you. Now, there's only two guards around you, and they are manning the gate. So they're looking towards the entrance, not inside, not looking into the compound, but looking outside of the compound.
Okay. All right, I think we can make this work. Okay. Just turn invisible when I tell you to. When I tell you to stay, that's when you're going to turn invisible, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so we're walking. I'm going to... I'm gonna open the cell door. I'm gonna push him in. Get in the cell where you belong, rebel scum, and stay there.
Bet. Oh, is that my cue?
Get invisible now.
Okay, I succeeded the invisibility, DM.
Okay, with a 15, nice.
Wait,
nice.
You could have not succeeded the invisibility.
Yeah. If I got less than 13, it doesn't work.
Well, oh my gosh.
I need Allegory to roll me a strength check to see if you can carry Scorchiness.
Oh my Primus. Okay. This is not gonna
just
go
wear
well.
Me like a backpack.
I can carry things. Well, how big is he? Because I could probably carry him piggyback.
I'm 18 foot tall. I think you're taller than me.
I'm 22 feet tall. So it's probably just the ease of which I carry you. Let me check. Let me roll a strength anyways. Oh, and my strength is plus zero. Lovely. I got an 18.
Yeah, you pick him up without any problem.
Okay. And then I'm gonna shut the grate and walk out. You're really telling me you can't walk around invisible?
I give no answer, because that would mean I move.
Oh my god.
Such a worthless power.
No kidding. Like,
I think it's minor invisibility that he has, so that's why it only works for a little bit.
But even if he moves, it like, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. You're so useful. Okay, anyways, I'm gonna keep walking, and I'm just gonna walk back and walk past the guards. They don't seem to really talk to each other a lot, and I'm just gonna walk and go stand by the Titan.
Okay. Now you walk, and it looks like you're doing a drill as if you're carrying like boxes, because you're piggyback Titan, so it looks like you're carrying some like ammunition boxes, but they're kind of not there. So some guards look at you and like, what is this one doing? And they just let you continue on.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ignore them. I know what I'm doing. I'm doing what I've been told. Like, I'm 100% committed to what I'm doing.
Okay. Perfect. Synthwave, you're currently in Luna Star's head module room. Senator Shockwave is next to you as he's kind of tinkering with some of his gadgets. And he says,
I'm so glad the Resistance finally ready to fight back Seda. I've been leaking information when I could. I didn't think the calculations were quite right just yet, but I'm assuming you know more than I do. I'm appreciative of your help.
Yeah, I mean, any help is great. You seem like a really nice guy, and the Resistance seems real great. What kind of info have you been leaking?
Guard rotations, vital resource locations, and some blueprints when I can. They don't give me access to everything. Seda has his guards keep a very close optic on me at all times. I make do with what I have. It hurts my spark to see the population suffer the way they have.
Mm-hmm. What exactly have you been doing? I mean, with Luna, have you just been trying to wake her up this whole time, or...?
Seda has been seeking knowledge about the Primes, and he believes this one has something hidden within its brain module. Luna serves as a very special case. They are in a stasis lock I've never seen before. Their brain modules on all scanners appears to have higher than normal activity, but every test I run to wake them up has failed. I've gone out of my way to make sure Seda doesn't perform any harm on this Titan, nor use it in any way they could weaponize it. It's been difficult these last few cycles.
Man, you're so nice. All Seventh Wave can think about is the Senator Shockwave that she and Cross Summit were operating on this lab table. She's kind of having a hard time.
This Shockwave is stressing me out, like, seriously.
It's just so nice.
Oh. I know, it's so unsettling.
Oh, so nice made me lose my thought. I really hope that, you know, nothing bad happened to this lovely lady, and hope that nothing bad happens to her in the future, and I hope that she has just a good time, and I hope we can wake her up, too. Must be so lonely to just be asleep.
I noticed you responded to someone earlier as if the Titan was speaking to you. Are you a city speaker? I thought Seda had all of them killed ages ago.
No, I can speak.
Be careful.
No, I can speak to her.
That'll be useful in this situation. I thought the last of them were hunted down by Seda a long time ago.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yes, I thought so too.
I didn't know that. Didn't know. I think I spoke before I thought. So she has an immediate thought of, like, wiping the makeup off her face. Yes, I can. Can you keep it on the down low, please?
Of course. Anything you tell me here, I take it with me to the after squirt.
Then he kind of lifts a punch up in the air, like, yeah, for this Resistance.
She does it back. Like, heck yeah.
So as this conversation is happening, we're going to go back into the mindscape and see what Alita is doing in the prison.
Hello?
All the response you get is from one of the guards that says,
Yeah, wait your turn. You'll go into your cell soon.
My cell? What is going on in here?
You're a prisoner of war, and you're going to be put in your cell.
God damn it. Okay, this is not what I agreed to. If you have a message for me, give it to me now or I'm getting out.
Well, we have no message, and you won't be contacting anybody anytime soon.
Is the guard by himself?
There's two of them, but the one of them is kind of pushing one of the other inmates into its cell, kind of getting them ready.
Yeah, I go to knock out the guard.
Okay. roll me a strength. Roll me a hit, I guess, with a punch.
Okay, unarmed.
With your hand-to-hand, yes.
Yeah, so that's going to be 14 to hit.
That hits?
6 points of damage.
Where do you want to hit him?
Like right underneath his head module, so like it can like an uppercut, so it like punches him up in the air and hopefully throws him back down on his back.
Okay, so the guard, when he was talking to you, was kind of like looking at a data pad and just not really caring because you were a prisoner. So you kind of get out of the line and you run towards the guard and you hit him underneath the chin. And as you do that, they get such a lift from the floor that they kind of go over the railing and they fall backwards down the five floors underneath you until you hear a k-thunk and they hit the bottom of the prison. This time the other one notices and you can see it kind of struggling to get a baton to try to get you in control. So roll me initiative.
All right. I don't have any modifiers for initiative. So that is a 6.
Okay. They rolled a 4. So oh, wow. You go first.
Okay, groovy. And I assume I don't have any of my weapons on me, right? Because
no, you don't have any of your weapons.
Okay, so I'm just going to charge the second guard and just try and throw him over the railing. Okay. And that is going to be a 15 to hit.
15 hits.
Okay. 9 points of damage.
Okay, and you're trying to push them over the... I'm going to roll a strength on them to see if they can hold
yeah,
on
if it's
to.
Like a kick or a punch to the mid, to the torso area to kind of just do what I did with the other guard and just like...
Okay. You roll me a just a regular strength check to see if your strength like and you hit him. I want to see if you can push him.
Oh gosh, yeah. That's a 12.
A 12. They rolled a 15, so they managed to kind of soak up the punch. You still hit them in the chest with your kick, but they managed to kind of grab onto the railing and kind of center themselves. And as you do this, you notice that all the other prisoners are kind of now close to their cell doors and kind of looking in awe. But you kind of don't see them taking charge or kind of helping you in any way. They're also kind of scared of the guards.
Join me. Come on, free yourselves.
Roll me a charisma.
That's a 4.
With a 4, you see one say, yeah, and then silence. No, nobody else kind of joins them in the excitement. I will go into the guard's turn. Does a 14 hit as they try to hit you with their baton?
No, it does not.
Okay, so as they swing with their baton, you manage to kind of jump backwards and dodge as it hits the railing, and you can hear the vibrations as it hits the pipe. It would be your turn again.
And that is not going to hit. That's a 2.
Fortunately, that doesn't hit.
No,
I didn't. What did you want to do with that hit? Was it a punch, a kick?
This one was going to be, because he came at me with the baton, this was going to get punched back, yeah.
Okay, I'll say since it would be a reaction because they hit the railing and the vibrations of the two would kind of keep them there as they kind of, I'll let you with advantage since they were already kind of like mid-swing.
Oh, phew. Okay, does a 10 hit? Probably not.
10 hits? Yes.
Oh, it does, yeah. I was like, I have no strength modifier, so. Okay, cool. So then that is going to be... Oh, 10 points of damage.
Okay. Where are you hitting them this time?
So let's see. He came at me with the baton and hit down, and he's on the railing. So then I'm probably coming at him from behind. So I'd probably go for, where his neck area would be.
Okay. Then trying to knock them out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You hit the, you managed to hit the back of their neck and you can kind of hear a little cracking noise. You didn't break their neck, but a little bit of a cracking noise from the impact as they kind of slump over and now their waist is keeping them on the railing. So upper torso is hanging from the railing, then their feet are dangling on the other side as it just hangs there and they're with the baton in hand almost kind of falling out.
Okay.
What would you like to do now that they are both incapacitated?
I'm going to call out again. What do you want with me? I'm tired of playing games.
No response.
And I am going to get the keys off one of the guards and open up the other cells.
Okay. As you open the other cells, I will switch back to Scorchimus and Allegory and see how their trailing with the backpacking Scorchimus is going.
Yeah, I'm a backpack. My favorite alt mode.
Okay. You've reached the entrance to Lunastars. You've already started making your way up towards the brain module. So you're almost at the door to the brain module. I don't know if you want to drop Scorchimus and then continue walking, or do you want to keep carrying him until you reach the door?
We are already in Lunastar, correct?
Yes, you're already inside.
Okay, so there's like nobody behind us, nobody else in there?
No, all the guards that were inside of Luna are outside now.
Okay, I mean, I'll drop him. Yeah. I'm just gonna kinda like...
Are you putting him down gently or are you dropping drop?
Wow.
Okay, I'm not option here. I'm not throwing him, but I'm not putting him down gently.
Nice. I have one more favor. I know. I appreciate you carrying me and doing that. Could you take these cuffs off? I feel like I could be more helpful without the cuffs on.
Let's just make sure we get where we need to go before we do anything that drastic.
I like your style. and I give her the smolder.
Oh my god. She's just gonna shake her head, sigh, and say, just keep walking.
Will do.
Did somebody say smolder?
Get out of here, you're not ready yet.
Oh, sorry. Anyways, bye guys.
Okay.
Wrong crossover.
You reach the room, and you find Synthwave talking to Senator Shockwave. And this is the first time you're seeing Senator Shockwave again, Allegory, since you saw them in your timeline. Scorchimus, I'm not sure you've met Senator Shockwave before.
I don't believe I have.
So this would be the first time you're encountering this bot. And in front of you again, mostly silver with some neon green and some blue highlights and some wings from their forearms. Stands a bot before you, or not stand, they're kind of kneeling next to Synthwave. And next to them is Alita 1 that's connected to the brain module.
Wow.
He doesn't have any faction symbols, does he?
No faction symbols on himself.
He's kind of cute. Synthwave, what do you think, Allegory?
Synthwave is just kind of vibing. She's not, like, concerned.
No, she's just sitting, and you see Synthwave talking to Senator Shockwave.
Okay. Shut up, Scorchimus. Synthwave, is everything okay? What's going on? Where's Alita?
Hi, yeah, Alita's here. She's fine. She's just having some me time. That's the best way I can describe it. No, she's sort of hooked up to Luna right now. Someone wants to have a talk with her. I don't know who.
You know who?
No, I don't know. They said that they don't have a name, which I thought was weird. But they want to help, so I let her. Just go at it, I guess. But also,
and
look.
You believed them?
Mm-hmm. She gives like a Synth really big smile.
Synthwave, sweetie, we need to talk about your trustfulness.
Well, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine.
We're forgetting the most important thing of the room.
We are...
Who is this? And I point to Senator Shockwave.
No, you can't point me.
Don't point.
Both hands go up when I point.
Above your head, and you kind of like twist.
Yeah. With style.
Pizzazz.
He goes,
oh, my name is Shockwave. I used to be a senator here, but I was forced to work for SATA. However, I have been assisting the resistance.
Well, I have one important question to you.
So whose side are you on?
Yes, I'm associated with the resistance. And what is that?
Do you have keys to these handcuffs? The name's Scorchimus.
Well, Scorchimus, I don't have the keys you're looking for. I believe the guards do, unfortunately.
I slowly look at Allegory.
Oh, but I like you so much better this way.
I know. Maybe later.
Oh, wow.
Allegory's just going to look at you, and she's going to shake her head. You know what, Scorchimus? Synthwave, what do you think?
I slowly look at Scorchimus. I don't know. Do you think you deserve to be out of these handcuffs?
One eyebrow.
Just
goes
remember,
up.
Scorchimus, you have multiple times now jeopardized our operation single-handedly.
Him or me?
Him. No, him. He has single-handedly jeopardized the mission multiple times.
We're all still alive. No one's gotten hurt, except for me.
Well, I say...
Maybe your pride.
I say...
I finger guns.
Take them off.
Fine.
As you take them off, I will go back to Alita. You're as you're freeing the prisoners, the one that agreed with you, you see them pick up a weapon, and it goes...
We should join her. We should rise up. We should do what she said.
Kind of trying to rally... the rest of the prisoners.
Join me and we can all find a way out. There are strippers.
Hear, hear.
Roll me another charisma. I'll do it with advantage because you have a hype man now.
Yay. 15.
15 works.
Yay.
And you see all the prisoners rallying as more guards come down the elevator. And then you can kind of see an all-out brawl in the lower levels as your vision slowly fades into darkness. And you appear in the middle of the Iacon Plaza. You have an Energon axe in hand, raised in the air. You look down and see Megatron on his knees with an inhibitor collar. All around you are familiar faces, worn out faces. Sorry, Yeah. Staring back at you. It's hard to tell how many they are, but it's just a sea of bots awaiting your judgment. Megatron looks at you and says,
"Show them that the cycle continues. Violence is the only thing we understand. That is our path to freedom. Innocent bots always get hurt. That is the price that we must pay to see the future. Those in power don't acknowledge this because they're busy distracting us with what they think we should have, when their real goals are flooding our streets with the energon of the innocents as they fill their pockets with Shenix. Ask yourself, Alita One, whose side are you really on?"
Well, if you knew me, Megatron, you'd know I'd never bow to power for the sake of power, and that I always put the lives of other bots before my own. That is something you have forgotten. The energon of innocent bots is on your hands, not mine. But I will not add to this bloodshed. And with the axe, I assume he's bound or, you know, handcuffed or whatever.
Yeah, he is handcuffed.
And I look to whomever, I assume there's like guards or something around, and be like, "Take him away to the pit where he has no communication with any other bots."
Okay. As you say this, your vision fades and we switch back to the other members of the group. And as you're all discussing Scorchima's handcuffs problem, you hear a door in the back open. And out of it steps a familiar face for you, Wreckers. The bot before you is mostly white with gold accents. They wear a white cape, big shoulder pads, almost like Coronation Starscream. That they have the Z logo like the guards wear on their armor. And they have a big golden crown on their head. They might have changed their colors, but this is still the Seta Prime, you know. And you hear him say,
"Senator, I am disappointed in you. Here I thought we were making progress, but it seems like you're working with the enemy. Guards, please take him away. I will deal with him later. I have guests to entertain."
Roll me initiative.
Me too? Like, I'm not a Wrecker. Yeah. Oh, no.
I was going to say, I'm currently in a parallel universe, apparently. So.
You're a little occupied right now.
I got a 14.
I got a 10.
18. Does he realize I'm not an actual guard yet?
I'll roll that too in a minute. But assuming you're here, he assumes you're against him. You've betrayed him. So to him, it doesn't matter if you, who you are, if you're working with the resistance.
Wow. So little faith.
So it would be allegories. Your would be turn one because Alita is in the mainscape.
So you're same.
The highest.
Don't let me die.
Don't worry, we got you.
Do you know who you're talking to here? We're all just barely doing what we're doing.
Have I heard them refer to Zeta at all yet, and what title they use?
They haven't said. All they said is Zeta. So you haven't heard any specific title.
Okay, I'm gonna give this a shot because at this point it can't get worse. Sir, you're here at the outpost. There was this bot, and I point to Scorchimus. He caused the explosions that happened outside, and we were trying to take him to the cells, but then he broke away, and I ran in here, and I've been outnumbered, and thank the Allspark you're here.
I mean, yes, what she said. She's obviously right. She's very smart and knows what she's talking about.
Roll me a sneak with advantage, because Scorchimus helped you there.
And I'm also
you're welcome.
Just here.
Oh gosh, let me go to the dice rolls. Okay. An 18.
Okay.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, sir.
Well, here.
And he throws you three pairs of handcuffs. Says, well,
cuff them up and take them to the prison. If they resist, take them out.
Like on a date?
Quister. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna go on a date.
No, permanently offline.
Oh, I don't like that one.
I thought so.
I'm just gonna like look at them and be like, you guys have, like, I'm not gonna say anything, but I'm gonna try and like, you guys have to fight. Like, you can't just let me handcuff you.
And also at this point, when he said that guards take him away to Senator Shockwave, Senator Shockwave has left the room already and they've taken him. So it's just the three of you. So he threw an extra handcuff by mistake.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he threw an extra by mistake. So if we go back in time, he only threw two.
Okay. I guess I'm going to kind of like walk towards them and try kind of to handcuff you guys?
How do you kind of handcuff someone?
Are you doing it like a what's the word?
I mean, is that my turn or do I have to keep going?
I'm looking for the word in the D&D and I forgot the word. It's when like you dance. It's the
distraction?
Performance. A performance check. I don't think we have performance, but it would be kind of charisma.
Well, I have a key. So I mean I can handcuff them, but are you guys just gonna let me handcuff you? Like,
well,
no, I'm thinking.
You know, I'm the DM. I shouldn't be helping you. What I was saying is, like, if you want to pretend that you're caught, that's kind of what I'm saying.
Well, I can try and pretend, but like at some point that's gonna fall apart if more guards arrive.
I have a thought, because I have my half dome shield. I can at least put that around maybe Alita and I to make sure that she's fine. I could just have it around Alita and then I can help out, but
Allegory, I have an idea, but you have to get within whispering reach because we can't metagame.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Okay. I gotta have a blaster on me somewhere. Let me see what the heck. Okay, I'm gonna pull out my blaster or whatever. Put your hands up.
My hands go straight up.
I put my hands up.
We have to stop meeting like this.
I'm sorry, no.
Green bot, don't move. You, red bot, turn around and get on the ground. Or just get on your knees.
Turn around.
Just
get on,
get on
the floor.
Get on my knees.
Get on your knees.
Yeah, okay. Use this
time
one.
To dance.
I get on my knees.
I'm gonna go up and I'm gonna cuff you.
Can don't I whisper move. In your ear?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. What if, as I'm whispering in you, what if I threw you at Zeta and you handcuffed at them instead?
I mean, you can try and throw me. Like, go ahead. I would imagine you'd resist. It would make sense.
Yeah. If we you want to do make that, it look like I'm throwing them. They got thrusters.
Yeah, do a strength check. See if you can throw them. Yeah.
Is there any
with advantage? I'm gonna jump and help.
Oh, I was gonna say I don't know if I was close enough to really hear, but I would like to help if I can.
Play some funky music.
Start blasting music. No one can hear. It's distraction time. Starts playing music.
Oh my god!
I got a one.
A natural
one. I'm helping. I'm trying to. I'm gonna jump.
Roll with advantage, sir. Since maybe you're playing music.
Yes, I'm gonna be blasting it suddenly.
Okay.
You got an 18.
Feel the revolution.
Okay. The music. You could see Zeta kind of look at it and be like, kind of not expecting it. As Allegory is thrown in his direction, roll me in acrobatics, I think is, or for the sleight of hand, so you can kind of, because you're moving through the air to try to cuff him.
So like a dexterity?
Yeah, sorry, yes.
Okay, cool. That's good. Whoa! How dare you move?
Take that, stinky guard.
A 17.
Okay, 17. Okay, so Seda's standing there as you come towards him and you kind of land where his chest is and you manage to cuff one of his hands. You want to cuff the other one to yours or his? Because his would be the opposite. His would be the opposite direction, so it would be a little bit more tricky.
Is there like something I can cuff it to? Like a pole? Or like, I don't know, container?
There's nothing really close roll. By.
I guess I'll cuff it to myself.
Okay.
Oh my Primus! Oh my gosh! Sir, I'm so sorry.
Ugh, these worthless guards. I have to do everything myself around here.
I'm so sorry, sir. Let me just get the key. I drop it.
You hear
like
the key
towards Scorchimus's direction.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'd like to pick up these keys.
Yeah. Oh, sweet soul is fry.
Okay, he's definitely not amused. He's lifting you with just one arm as he's charged.
I'm so sorry, sir. I've never seen combat before. It's only. I'm so sorry, sir.
Ugh, this is ridiculous. How dare they let these guards in the fields when they're clearly ill trained?
And with this, I will switch back to Alita.
This is great. Having a great time.
What a mess.
Alita, you open your optics once again. But this time you find yourself in a foggy room, pitch black. And you walk around and suddenly your foot hits something. Something metallic. You hear a clink. As you look down, you find the body of Megatron, lifeless on the floor.
Oh, man.
Without a head. And next to him, the body of Orion Pax, also lifeless without a head. And you hear a very familiar voice. In fact, it is your own voice, but a little bit distorted. And I'll leave that cliffhanger there, because as Seda is making his way to our poor little bots that are
just dragging
dragging the little guard.
How big is he?
The same door opens, and you hear a voice that says,
"Oh, Seda Prime."
Oh no!
Seda stops in his tracks, and only has enough time to turn their head, only slightly, as a dark, menacing hand punches through their chest, revealing a matrix within the palm of the stranger's hand behind them.
"A bit old for toys, aren't we? No matter. I despise cheap knockoffs."
The palm then crushes the fake matrix and turns outward to grab hold of one side of Seda's body that's holding the chest. And another one hand punches through the chest, creating a new hole in his fist, slightly adjacent to the existing one. And in one more smooth motion, rips Seda in half, spraying parts and energy on everywhere.
Good riddance.
A dark, menacing figure coming in at 28 feet tall now stands before you with a singular crimson optic.
Oh no! Oh,
they look almost identical to Shockwave in every way, but instead of the iconic purple, this figure is as dark as the void, with additional armor granting them additional set of arms.
Oh my god.
They also appear to have some sort of a backpack with a cable connecting to their arm containing a blaster.
"Now then, hand over Synthwave, and only some of you will die."
I don't like this. I don't like this.
Okay. I'm gonna spin them. "And who are you? Stay away from my friends."
I imagine you spitting. You have half of Zeta's body dragging by.
Just a trail.
Well, the body would have landed on top of Allegory.
Oh, I guess I'm gonna try and get up from underneath
of the body. You ripped it in half, so you're kind of like underneath. So you're looking down. You're looking up at the spot as he stands above you. With that, we'll end it.
What?
No!
Lapis, can you tell me who you play and give me a brief summary and description of how they look and their goals?
Hi guys, I'm Lapis. I play Frostfang. She's a big blue dragon with little yellow horns on her head. And she's super friendly. Right now, bro, she just got beamed up, Scotty. She don't know what's going on. All she knows is that she's got Steve with her. And Steve is her new best friend. That's really about it.
I ship it so much.
Celeste, would you mind describing who you play and give us a brief summary of what they look like?
Hi, my name is Celeste. I play as Domina. She is a very giant woman of orange, white, and black colors. She transforms into a Cybertronian train. And right now, she's wondering what she has to do because she has two unexpected guests who are coming to board her ship soon. So she's kind of internally panicking now. And that's it.
Don't worry, it's going to be fine.
With that, I am Kilobyte. I'm your DM, your premise for this round. This is the second part of episode 11. Let's get started. You three now arrive at the new destiny, Domina's ship. Frostfang and Steve are a little bit confused on what just happened. In front of you is Domina, of course, but there's a bunch of computers, and you're in the beam room where it's a singular platform where you kind of arrive at as Domina just standing there.
Domina's actually just staring at Frostfang and Steve, just like rubbing where her eyebrows are supposed to be.
I'm looking wide optic between Domina and my homeboy Steve, because like I was in the air 1 second ago. I met Steve for the first time, and now I don't know where I am.
Where am I? Where are we doing?
I don't know, Domina.
I can't explain. So if we could just calm down, you're aboard my ship, the New Destiny. I don't believe Frostfang. You saw me trying to warn you when my ship was trying to beam me up. I just have been called back by my council, so it will take me a moment to take you back. but for now, please stay with me, both you and
Oh, this is Steve.
Oh, what, Steve?
Yeah, my name's Steve.
Familiar.
I don't know where I'm in or where I'm at. This bot napped me, and now I'm here.
Trustfang.
Does this mean I'm no longer under Seda's rule? Am I free to go?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hey, you wanna join like the rebellion against him?
Sure, I'm here. And takes off his helmet, and it's definitely the Vehicons from Transformers Prime.
I love him so much.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I want it.
I love Steve. I'm so happy that this has happened. I give Steve a smile and put a hand on his shoulder. Yeah, you don't have to listen to him anymore. Welcome to the Resistance.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I always want to be part of the Resistance.
Just know you're in a whole different time. You're going to be in a whole different timeline at the moment. And currently you're in my ship, so...
What? Timeline?
Let's be careful.
I need to lay down. Oh, this is too much for my little head.
Don't worry, Steve. I can fill you in. Can I transform and let Steve sit on my back as in a dragon form? Can he ride a giant dragon?
Dominus is 38 feet tall, so there should be space, yes.
Yeah, there is this shape. This ship is pretty big, so Dominus gives her the okay.
Yeah, I transform and I crouch down so Steve can get on and he can take a little nap on my back.
he goes, whoa, okay, are you sure?
Yeah, no issues here.
Okay, he just lays down. He climbs and lays down.
Yeah. Anyways, Frostbane will go ahead and she'll just kind of start following Domina around like a lost puppy.
Okay.
Yes.
At this point, the ship has left the 716_S2 timeline and is headed back to its own timeline.
Dun dun dun.
And as Domina is showing you through the ship and kind of telling you a little bit more of it and kind of giving you a backstory of the ship, a few hours have gone by and you're close to one of the windows, so you can see your arrival to a planet that has a lot of organic parts to it, but it also has some metallic components to it as well. And as you are arriving, you can see all sorts of different species coexisting, both organic, Cybertronian, and cyber-organic in this location. They all come in different shapes and sizes. And the ship lands in front of a big building that has a glass dome ceiling. And as you land, your watches, both you, yours, Domina, and Frostfang, make a little ding and shows you the following. That you're in the 0118_X2 timeline. Location is the Chronicus Council building on Uniterra, 2,323 years in the future. And that this is a level 1 course thread.
That was a lot of information.
Well, welcome to my home. It's best of you to stay close to me as we get off the ship and I have to go for this meeting. I mean, you basically know what's going on, Frostfang.
Mm-hmm.
Steve. Well, Steve's taking already a nap. Involved. Steve's already involved, so just keep him safe with you, all right?
Yeah, I will. Is there any way for you to send me back? Because I think Allegory needed me to get her some armor. And Steve's asleep now, and he's joined us, so I guess he probably doesn't want his armor anymore.
How could you abandon me, Frostfang?
Don't say that!
At the moment, I do need to head to the council first and see what the update has been for my mission. But we can work on this. For sure, we will not keep you here against your will. We will work this out. It's not that simple to just take you back as they took me back into the ship. Each timeline is very different with these kind of travels. Believe me, this whole thing with the rings, Domina puts her finger up for happens to see the bracelets as a ring instead. This is very different for me.
I can
Steve
see that.
Steve goes, can I go to a new timeline? I don't want to go back to mine. It's kind of dark.
Hey, you could just, you can come around to the other timelines with us. You can just timeline hop.
Oh, I don't know. That might be too much for me.
Okay, well, we can find you a nice place to let you settle.
Okay.
We can work on that, Steve. Not a problem. So if you both don't mind, let's head to the council and Domina's. is having this very tired look in her face, like whatever she did, she was hiding before, like she's laying and like be seen, that she's very worried.
I give her such a knowing nod. Hey, I understand the situation you're in more than you know. I was previously a senator, so I feel it.
Senator, huh? I've been dealing with those all my life. Not
yeah, they're fun.
Especially when you married and divorced one.
actually, you know, I'm dating one.
If you need any advice, let me know about that.
Thanks. She's my best friend, so I'm not too worried about it.
Oh, okay. Well then, let's head out.
Yes, of course.
As you disembark and you enter the chambers, you find yourself in a big circular room, glass ceiling. It's pretty dark, it's nighttime, but there is one big circular light in the room that's illuminating the center of the room. I think I said center twice. There is one chair in the middle of the room. It's facing the opposite way, so instead of facing the entrance, it's facing towards the back of the wall. So all you see is the back of the chair. And on the back of the chair, you see what it looks to be a Domina's chest pattern. So the white lines and the black line in the middle, the white and then the oranges, symbolizing that chair belongs to Domina. And as you both reach the chair, this chair is pretty big because Domina's a big bot, and you turn the corner, you see that across from it, there's another chair that you couldn't see before. And sitting in that chair is a bot that you're both familiar with. By the name of Vector Prime.
Oh my god, is that Peepaw?
The bot that's sitting across from you is, again, mostly white with blue and purple accents. But there's one big difference than the Vector Prime that you met before, Frostfang, and that is that this Vector Prime's optics are hollow.
That's horrifying.
So... As you stand up, you're now standing in front of your chair, Domina, facing Vector Prime.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
So Domina's reaction to Vector Prime, she wants to react happily, but she knows she has to be professional. So you could just see Domina like composing herself, but her like digits are shaking a little bit. So she clenches them and she heads slowly to her chair and says, Vector Prime, it's so good to see you awake once more. She's trying her best to be professional right now, even though right now she's like, Grandpapa, you're awake.
As you say that, Vector Prime says,
Welcome, Domina. I'm glad to see you return home safely.
People.
I'm sorry to pull you back from your mission in such a hurry, but these are dangerous times.
No, I do understand, Vector Prime. It's... Nobody had informed me you had woken up, so if you're here, then I know there's no excuse for you to, like, interrupted the mission. It's very important. I understand. These are my guests, by the way. I'm so sorry. This is Frostfang and Steve. They came with me accidentally, but I do hope they could be here with us, as they're very involved in what's happening in my previous
Steve
mission.
Back.
Are they important to you?
Well, hold on. I can't see. I'm blind. You said I'm blind.
Yeah, but
why don't I wave back?
That's what we did. Because Frostfang also waved, so.
Yeah, that's why she's Domina's introducing them.
Yeah, okay. Frostfang waved, and so Steve waved.
That's right. That's just like, Domina's going to shake her head at them, like, she can't see. Like,
they don't know, okay?
Are they waving?
Yes, sir, they're waving at you.
Yeah, can I wave at a direction that's not where they are?
Yes, they're on the left, Domina, so you wave towards the right.
Peepaw,
Primus.
I feared the worst has come to pass. The council and I have decided that we must remove our timeline from the multiversal planes in order to protect our timeline and others like it. This means that there won't be any travel in or out of our timeline until this threat is defeated, or Primus help us.
Whoa, you mean I'm gonna be here the whole time? because I had something going on. Like, my other Vector Prime kind of, you know, needed me to do something.
I was in a pretty bad spot.
Okay, Steve. I'm glad you're in a better place. I'm genuinely happy for you. And she gives him,
Steve,
like...
Steve is welcome to stay.
But Lord Vector... Lord Vector? I'm sorry.
Please, Vector just Vector Prime.
Yes, sir. But Vector Prime... We can't keep Frostfang here against her will. She also has her own mission she has to complete, and she is gravely needed. Does that mean that the new destiny crew and myself are not allowed to leave at all to at least help what's going on with Frostfang's timelines and the other timelines they've been involved with?
Yeah, my timeline is on the verge of being destroyed by big, big, nasty monsters. And it's not paused.
Not your timeline. Your timeline doesn't have monsters. It's just Seda.
No, my timeline...
Mulder's timeline has the monsters.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm smashing them all together. All right, let me rephrase that.
Why me? Wibbly Wobbly.
Dude, I'm mashing everybody. I
have a big monster back home. Its name is Seda, and he was very mean.
You know, we actually have Zeta as well. He had just killed one of my best friends right in front of me, and then all of a sudden I was teleported away. So,
That's what happened to me. My best friend died in front of me, and then you teleported me away. So, in a way, it's almost the same.
Well, I can assure you, there is no Zeta Prime in this timeline. He has been removed eons ago.
Well, that's good news.
That's good news.
But, Steve, you said your best friend died?
Yeah, in front of me, and then you picked me up.
Oh, I'm so sorry!
Domino's gonna lean to, like, Frostfang real quick. Did the best friend perhaps die during the commotion we caused?
Yeah, Chartacon bit his face off.
Domino's just, like, looks a little
oops. I give her a really nervous, toothy grin.
I didn't know they came out of the sewers. They've been in the sewers for millennia.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe that happened.
Yeah, they never come out.
Order in the courts!
Domino, we do apologize.
We have recalled all of our agents and are preparing to close the timeline. You are welcome to join us in our exile, Frostfang, but I fear we do not have much time here. There is one more important thing we must discuss. The choice is yours, but there is one bot that may be the key to stopping this calamity. The first anomaly you encountered in the 716_S2 timeline is severely injured, and without them, I fear the worst may come to pass. If you choose to rescue this bot and protect him, you won't be able to return home until the threat to the multiverse is destroyed. We won't judge your decision here if you wish to stay with your loved ones. We understand how much they mean to you, but maybe, Frostfang, you can help us protect the bot that was the anomaly Domina encountered.
Do you know who the bot was?
Domina?
I do remember them. I do have the records of when I met them, and I believe the other bot was named. I have trouble remembering names, but I do remember their models and their colors. But if I can assist Frostfang completing this mission, I would appreciate if I can go with her. I can, in good conscience, just not do anything and just let them fight by themselves to save their world. Vector Prime.
Well, the mission was offered to you, Domina. It's up to Frostfang if they wish to join.
Well,
oops.
I'm in. I think it sounds fun.
I love Steve.
And our friend Steve.
Gosh, Frostfang's torn, dude, because, like, on one hand, does she even know who this one bot is gonna be? I know who the bot is, but Frostfang doesn't know who the bot is, which is why I'm asking the bot's name, because if somebody says it...
You still wouldn't know.
Yeah, you still wouldn't know.
I wouldn't?
Nope.
No, I do believe they went from a different name when Domina met them.
That's correct.
But then there's, like, no reason. God.
He says, for the resistance!
Oh my gosh. Dang it, Steve!
Steve!
I
fear this journey may not be what you think it may lead to. I urge you to stay with us.
please listen to Lord Vector. He is very wise in his years.
Well, but the choice is yours, Steve.
It comes from the old wise one. I think I should stay.
It's up to you, Steve. You have your whole life ahead of you. You can make your own decisions now. You don't have to listen to Zeta. You don't have to listen to Vector Prime. It's up to you.
Hey.
I think Steve wants Steve to stay.
Domina gives a sigh of relief, as she will feel guilty if this poor bot gets involved with no experience whatsoever. I think you will enjoy being here in Unitera, Steve, and I'm sure Vector Prime and the others in the console will help you get adjusted here.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I'm gonna go explore. Bye.
No, you can't take Steve away! Bring him
Steve
back!
Steve will be fine here. Steve will be fine. He's safe. There are no dangers here.
He's on gun.
No!
New husband acquired.
No, you guys are ripping Steve away. I don't want to, no. I look at Vector Prime. I want to go back home. Send me back.
Which one?
To my friends, where I just got taken from. Send me back.
Frostfang, this may be hard to hear. You've been gone for hours. The bots, your companions from the 716S2 timeline, I can't seem to detect them anymore.
I'll hunt them down. I can find them.
The best I can do for you, Frostfang, is send you back to your original timeline, where you can spend what time you have left with Basilisk Blaze.
Oh my god, you're bringing my girlfriend into this, man. Okay, if I help you, can I eventually go back to where my friends are and continue what our original journey was?
I can't find your friends across the threads of time.
Sir Vector, I do have this with me. Domina lifts her.
What is this? I can't see.
Yeah, she's gonna. I'm not finished, man. Old man.
Calm down, old man.
I do. No respect for you anymore. No, go back to sleep, Grandpa.
Bro, homeboy just took Steve from me. I got no respect for this peep. This ain't a peepaw. Who are you?
I don't know who this peepaw is.
You ain't got no eyeballs.
Who said that?
Oh my god! It's just like Domino gives like Frostbank a tap in the head, like, calm down.
I love the implication that this is all happening canon. Yes. This is just Frostbank, like, you're not a peepaw.
This is stated. In the background, you hear Steve. Did you know they have a souvenir store?
I love you, Steve.
Please let him bring something back.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so Domino. I do have this watch for them, but serving for me, that they use to detect where they have to go for other timelines. I can give this to you, Vector Prime, as I believe you're probably better at knowing how this can work, this technology. I didn't give it to any of my crew members either.
That gave me a great idea, Domina. I can just send myself back to the TBD and then they can just send me back to everybody else. There we go.
If I'm not mistaken, your watch should be depleted at this point.
I'm gonna look down at my watch.
Because you jumped to go find Alita, and then you jumped with Alita, and then you appeared in 716, and that should have been all your little energy bars.
Yeah. I'm gonna look down at my watch, and there's no ticks on it. And I'm gonna look at Domina, and I'm gonna put my hand out.
Yeah, I don't think Domina has used her ever. No,
Domina's ears are full, yes.
Yeah. I put my hand out.
Yes.
I can use that to get back.
Oh.
If I use that, we can, I think we can both get out. I know you have obligations here. You don't have to, but we could both get back to where we were.
Those watches. Let me hold them real quick.
No, Domina, don't give it to him. I give him mine. Mine is broken. I give it to him.
Oh, okay.
I look distinctly at Domina. I my eyes are telling her, don't you dare give that to him.
Did you know they have Energon popcorn over here?
These watches come with a terrible price. I would be careful on how you use them. Domina, when I shut the threads of our timeline, I cannot send you where you need to go. Use your watch.
Yes, sir.
Find the anomaly, but be wary. Of those who create this. I do not condone these actions.
Sir, it was you.
who created them, just another version of you.
Not all versions of each other are good. Sometimes you're going to find somebody else who's more evil than the one you ever encountered. Some of them are going to be the complete opposite of the person you met from another time too. So you can't really compare everybody else that you meet as the same person. I talk from experience.
Well spoken, Domina.
Good to know.
But I do not believe another me would be capable of making such things. Perhaps they were under the influence or misguided. Domina.
When Vector Prime says that, kind of makes Domina think for a moment. Some gears are clicking, but she keeps the thoughts to herself. Yes, sir.
Will you go on this mission one last time?
I will. I'll be sure Frostfang gets with her friends safely and we complete this mission. Save everybody and be sure that we don't see another timeline or many to be destroyed again.
You won't be able to do both. You must choose, Domina.
What were the options again?
I think the options were do the quest or I go home. I go back to where I was. Oh, I think those were the two.
I think the back home is your timeline, not where you were.
Not the TBD.
No. If I use the watch, I can just go back to the TBD.
Well.
They can't stop me.
Sir, you know there's been many times we had to abandon timelines. And it's always broken my spark that the new Destiny and the other crews could not have done more. But I feel it in my spark that I have to go. So Domina is walking towards Frostfang and giving her the bracelet so she can activate to where she has to go. I will stay with Frostfang and at least complete this side of the mission with her.
I'm giving her big soft eyes.
Where will you go?
To where Frostfang needs me to go with her.
I think you do TBD know where we're going, would right? be the best. Yes.
Coming up, you do know where we're going, right?
I'm like, oh, yeah, guys, totally. The TBD, they'll be able to get us to where we need to go.
Do you believe that?
I do. They have yet to do anything against me or my friends so far. I trust them.
And I fear this is the last we will see each other. Goodbye, Domina and Frostfang.
Goodbye, sir. It was nice to see you awake one more time.
It was nice to meet you.
Goodbye, have fun.
No,
Steve, do you want to come with us?
Oh, no, this Energon popcorn is pretty good. I think I'm good here.
Okay, well, here's my comm number if you ever need something.
Okay, well, yeah, here's mine. I don't know if we'll ever be able to contact them. I don't know how timelines work, but I'll try.
Okay, stay safe, Steve.
We'll do it, you too.
Best to move on, Steve. They won't be coming back.
Oh.
Domina takes a moment to look at Vector Prime and just mention. I do want to investigate what you mentioned earlier about this organization, sir. So that's the least I can do for this, if it's my last mission, to give you this information about them.
The TBD?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you wish to know?
I have to know. I have to know how they gain these other timelines involved and other people like Frostfang and such. It's you know, we don't have that here. It's the first time I've ever heard of this. So I need to know what's going on out there, sir.
I do not know much about what my other versions have created, though I have not heard much from my other brothers, and I say that as myself. I know the primes are dying off, I know the end of times are near, and fate is at a tipping point. And I know the anomaly you encountered is what is going to tip the balances back into our favor. You know this true, for I see the future. That is,
sir,
all I can tell you.
With all due respect, what you're asking is, at least of me, more than I'm willing to give. If this truly is the end of times, then I would rather be spending it with the people I know, as opposed to being separated from them. I believe in the cause that we're working towards, and I do believe we can make a difference. And Domina has... If she has truly decided to come with me, I think that together we can solve things on our end.
Fate rarely calls upon us at a moment of your choosing, Frostbane.
I understand, sir.
Something.
Goodbye, Frostfang.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And Vector Prime puts his hand up and see him put his pointer finger and his thumb together as he flicks.
No.
And you both get pushed through time, through the timescape to get to your destination. And that's the end. Back at the TBD, we focus on the three council members, Historius, who wears a black and white cape, whose features appear that of knights of old, shining even though there appears to be no light source bright enough to cause it. The Nameless One, who wears a golden blue cape, although he himself is colored white with light blue lines, with features that look smooth and futuristic, as all of his limbs appear detached and float near their body. And finally, Era, who bears a yellow-golden cape, while his features look like that of royalty, strongly defined features with large shoulders and a fitted crown with lots of curls and intertwining points. The three of them stand within the main command room of the TBD, surrounded by monitors of various timelines, witnessing more and more sweeps invading other threads, Era pacing back and forth, and ever so often at the monitors, and on them we see all the events of all the previous episodes take place. Galaxy Wave attacking the Primus Vanguard, pausing at the moment where Smolder is being blasted, Mantix meeting Domina, Synthwave being attacked by a sweep, Frostfang and Allegory reaching out a hand towards Alita 1, Grease getting married to his mannequin wife Oil, and finally Scorchfire meeting Scorchmas on an abandoned planet and timeline. Era disgruntled waves his hand into the air and states,
"What are we missing? Who among these are not who they say they are?"
Era turns towards the Nameless One and Historius and continues,
"What clues do we have? According to the records, Vector Prime is the last of the original Primes, but one of these individuals gave off a Prime signature, and not just any Prime signature, powers of old."
Nameless One lights up and says, Era snaps his fingers and points to the Nameless One.
"You would think it would be one of those three, but we already know their origins and how they came to become a Prime. Besides, we checked them specifically when they came into the TBD due to them having a matrix."
The Nameless One rebuttals. Era turns his head.
"That's true. Only Scorchfire stepped foot here. Perhaps it could be them or Scorchmas."
All three of the council members turn their heads towards the monitor, displaying scenes of when Scorchmas spoke with Scorchfire, and off a monitor showing Mantix, Domina fighting Seda's guards in a mysterious purple boxy bot with a silver lions and a green visor coming to save them.
Let's get fired up for next time on Transform and Roll Out. No one died this time.
You got pretty close, yeah. Scorchmas.
High five, and I hold up his arm.
Yeah.
High five. And Alita, nice. She high fives it.
Yes.
Yes.
That's great. Oh boy, I wasn't ready. So my name is Scorchmas, and I'm in Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm just kidding. I got one arm.
I was gonna do that joke. I was gonna be like, "Hi, Scorchmas."
Exploring, I'm in for that, and I give Allegory a wink.
Whoa, things are getting spicy over there. Whoa.
I'll leave you two alone.
DM, I would like to press the button on Domina's watch and send her out.
Frostbang, no laughing, what are you doing?
I'm gonna give you a smile. Keep my friends safe, will you? They mean the world to me. Wreck and rule.